that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been.
Hello, Pastor. Apostle, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you doing?
I am excited to sit here and listen. So I want to turn it over to you, man. God bless you, man of God. I just want to thank God for you this evening as we reach our hands towards you this evening and allow the Lord to minister through you, Lord, that we bless the Lord today with all of our attention right now to sit at you and recognize God using you as the mighty man of God that you are. Speak the truth. reveal the revelations and allow the Lord to speak a word that's never been heard before. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is Man Up the Movement with Apostle Marvin Prevost. God bless you, man of God.
Amen, amen. Let's go straight into prayer. God, we love you today. We thank you, glorify you, we give you praise, honor, and glory for all things, God, because you are holy, you are righteous, you are awesome, God. And God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, God, for you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we thank you, God, for being our God, that you've never left us and you have never forsaken us, God. You are a righteous and glorious God, and we love you one tonight, God, and we give you praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus, God. And so, God, today I speak over your people listening that we will receive everything that you have for us tonight, God, that we will receive your words. We will receive the prophetic word, whatever that you want to do on tonight, Father. God, I speak over every one of us that we're going to hear. We're going to hear what you have to say tonight. We're not going to just hear, but we're going to listen, and we're going to walk in what you have called us to walk in tonight, God. God, I'm believing, God, that you are going to speak to some people tonight. I believe, God, that you're going to speak destiny and purpose into some people on tonight, God. I'm believing, God, that when we get off of this call, God, that we will have a clear understanding of what you have called us to do, that we will have a clearer understanding, God, of the things that you have put in our spirits to do and in our minds and in our hands and in our feet to do, Father. God, I speak that tonight, God, that we will following and the destinies and the purposes, Jesus, that you have called us into tonight. I speak over every man tonight, God, that we will be encouraged. I speak over every man that we will be edified and uplifted on tonight. I speak over every man that we will walk in the callings and the purposes and the anointings that you have put in our hands to do, God. I'm believing tonight, God, that you're going to be birthing. Jeez, I feel that one. That you will be birthing something tonight out of every man that is listening. That you are birthed something new out of every man listening. That you will birth that thing, Father, that you have put in them to do. That gift, that calling, I just speak it forth in the name of Jesus, that every man on this call, that we are going to receive the purpose that you have for us, that nothing is going to stop us, nothing is going to hinder us, no devil, no person, no church, nobody will be able to stop the flow of God over every man listening and every woman listening on tonight in the name of Jesus, God. So I speak this forth tonight, God, with purpose, with destiny, with calling. God, I speak forth every man to walk in it tonight. I speak over every man, God, that you will just cause them to walk in their full purpose, that you will cause them to walk in their full destiny, that they will be stronger than what they think they are. They will be stronger than what they think that they are today, Father. Speak in them right now that the anointing, we're speaking forth an anointing to come forth out of every man right now. We're speaking forth that destiny and purpose to come forth out of every man. I speak forth the fire of God out of every man tonight on this call, that the fire is coming forth, that the fire is burning up, that the fire is purging, that the fire is taking us to levels, into callings that we never thought possible. I'm speaking over every man tonight that we will walk in the fire of God in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. God, we lift you up on tonight, God. Every man that is going through financial difficulties, God, let them know that you are their provider. Let them know, God, that you are going to take care of them, God. Let them know, God, that you will never leave them and never forsake them, God. I'm believing tonight, God, that you are calling the men who are just struggling. So we're going to have some millionaires on this call in the name of Jesus. Every man that is struggling with relationships, I'm speaking tonight, God, that their relationships will be solid in the name of Jesus. God, everything that is in your men tonight, I speak forth that it shall, it will, it must come to pass in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you again. We worship you again. We give you glory, honor, and praise right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, God. Amen, amen. So I just wanted to pray over the men real quick. Amen. Just knowing, and I just want to encourage you, men, encourage you today to know that you must, you will, you have to. There's no second doubts about it. It's just an unavoidable thing that you have to fulfill the thing, the calling, the destiny that God has placed in you. You have to walk in the thing that God has put in you to do. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what happened last week. I don't care your mess ups, your disappointments, your failures. I don't care what all of those things were in the past. But today, God is saying that thing that I have put in you, that thing that I have shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you that birthing is coming forth. We thank you, God, that fire is coming forth in the name of Jesus. I speak forth that fire again. I know I'm going back into prayer, but I feel this tonight for the men, that fire is coming forth tonight. Fire is coming forth tonight. And every man listening right now, in the name of Jesus, that you will not allow your situation to destroy you. You will not allow that relationship to destroy you. You will not allow that past girlfriend to destroy you. You will not allow that past relationship to destroy you. You will not allow that past job to destroy you. My God, you will not allow those things that are trying to defeat you and to kill you and destroy you. You will not allow those things to overcome you. You will not allow those things to kill you. You will not allow those things to put you back ever again. You will not allow today, as of today, you will not allow, I feel that one, you will not allow those things to again. You will not allow those things to affect you again. You will not allow those things to corrupt you again. You will not allow, that's what I hear the Lord saying, you've got to get into your spirit that you will not allow these past things to affect you ever again, because today I just want to tell you that you are stronger than that. That's the title of my message tonight, that you are stronger than that. You are stronger than all the past temptations. You are stronger than all the past consequences. You are stronger than all the past things that have affected you. You are stronger than what even women have called you. Come on. You are stronger than what your girlfriends have called you. You're stronger than what even your wife has called you. You are stronger than what the devil has called you. You are stronger than that. And do you know what? I know that you're stronger than that, because if the devil has to make it a point to come to you and tell you how weak that you are, then that means that everything that the enemy says is always opposite of what God says. So if the enemy has to come and make it a point to tell you that you're weak, you know that you are stronger than that. That lets you know that if people have to come to you and tell you who you're not, then that lets you know who you are. When people have to try to downgrade you and put you down and say, well, that's not how a man should be, that's not how you should do this, that's not how you should do that, just know that God says that you are stronger than that. If we look in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13 and 14, 1 Corinthians 16, 13 and 14, it says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Number one, it says, be watchful. I think sometimes as men, we do things, we say things, we get around people, we get around situations, and we allow our guard down. We allow our guard to be down, and we are not watchful for what's going on around us. We are not watchful of that female that is trying to get to us, husbands. we're not watchful for that person to try to get into our life. But God says that we have to be watchful. That means that at all times, you got to be aware of what your surroundings are. You got to be aware of what the enemy's trying to do. You got to be aware of what people are trying to do in your life. You got to be aware. We got to be watchful. We have to be able to see what is going on. That's where discernment comes in. We got to be able to see what is going on. We got to be watchful to see what's going on around us, so that we do not allow certain things or people or situations to affect us, because see, we're stronger than that, man. So we got to be watchful. We got to be looking. We have to be alert. I know my wife, she said this to me recently in the last few months, and I'm just going to be transparent and open with you. My wife came to me, she said, you need to watch such and such. You need to watch that woman, because she's actually, she has a thing for you. She kind of, she likes you, and when she gets around you, she acts differently. And I told my wife, I said, oh, you're just crazy. You're just, no, she's not. And then do you know the next time that I got around these women, when my wife wasn't around, I noticed the attributes, and I noticed how they were acting after my wife told me how they were going to act. And at the time, I wasn't being watchful. At the time, I wasn't discerning what the intents were of the people or those women that were around me. But when my wife brought it to my attention, and at first, like I said, at first I thought she was crazy. I just thought, well, maybe she's just jealous, or maybe she's just picking up something that's really not there. But my wife was right, and so I began to be watchful. I began to discern what was going on. I began to observe the things that were going on around me, and I noticed that those, like I said, those same things that my wife said that they were acting like, that's how they were acting around me. And see, before, I was being watchful. I was kind of being kind of naive, being not watchful, not really paying attention. But it took someone else to let me know how someone else was. And it took someone else to cause me to be watchful, to observe, to be observant of what was going on around me. Because if I would have stayed in the dark, for example, or if I would not have been watchful, how do I know that those women would not have came on me strong? Or maybe they would have said something or done something, and maybe I would have been in a weird situation or a predicament, or maybe people would have thought, well, why is he with her or whatever? So I had to begin to be watchful. So that's one of the things that I want to talk about, men, tonight, is that we have to be watchful. We have to be watchful and observe and see, that number one, what the enemy is trying to do around us, but not just the enemy, but people that are around you. Sometimes we got to watch for church people. I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes we got to be watchful of church people, because see, everyone that says that they love you really don't love you. Everyone that says that they have your back really don't have your back. All of those who are saying, I'm pushing you to get to your destiny, actually they're not pushing you to get to your destiny. They're trying to find something to destroy your destiny. But that's why, men of God, we have to be watchful. We have to have that discernment to really see and hear what is going on around us, so that we can be prepared for anything that the enemy throws at us, and be prepared for anything that people try to throw at us. So men, number one, we got to be watchful. Well, we're not watchful. Many times we're not as watchful as we need to be. We allow things to slip around us. We allow little things to come into our life. And the scripture says that the little foxes is what spoils the vine. So those little things is what can cause our integrity, cause our anointing, cause our effectiveness to be disrupted when we are not watchful. Number one, we got to be watchful. Number two is to stand firm in your faith. Mm-hmm. So, see, I have been challenged lately by people. I've been challenged lately by preachers. I've been challenged lately by other apostles. I've been challenged lately by pastors and bishops who have said, well, why do you call yourself an apostle? Why do you say that you're a prophet? Why do you say that you're a man of God? Well, show me. I need you to validate yourself. I need you to explain to me why you're calling yourself these things. And I remember one time that a pastor came up to me and told me in the mall, and I may have said this before, but I'm bringing it to you again, that the pastor came to me in the mall and said to me that I was a false prophet. And my wife was standing right there, and I'm like, okay, Pastor E, I was thinking, Pastor E, what am I going to do? My wife's standing here. I got to be a man. I mean, I got to say, I got to be my, I can't let this man get me and get me over. And so, but the Lord spoke to me right then, and he said, Marvin, tell this man that you don't have to explain yourself. And I told this man, this pastor, this, that I don't have to explain myself. Man, he just looked at me and he walked off. He didn't know what to say because I did not have to explain myself. But do you know what I did? I stood firm in my faith because I know that the prophetic word that I gave was from God. I knew that the anointing that was in my life was from God. I knew that what God had called me to do at that time that he's trying to call me a false prophet, I knew what God had called me to do. So I had to stand firm in my faith with my mouth shut. Oh, then that's good. I had to stand firm in my faith without me having to try to defend my anointing, to try to defend my calling, to try to defend what God has placed in me. And so, men of God, you can stand firm in your faith with your mouth shut. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to justify your anointing. You don't have to justify your calling. You don't have to justify anything to men, my God, at all. So number two, men, number one, it says be watchful. Number two, stand firm in the faith even while you're quiet. Stand firm even when you're being attacked. Stand firm even when people try to tell you who you're not. Stand firm even when church folk are trying to tell you who you can never be. Stand firm even when the devil says that there's no way possible. Stand firm even when your own self feels like that there's no way possible that God can do something in you. So you see, us men sometimes, we do need validation. We need validated to encourage us. But even if you don't get encouraged, even if you never get validated by another person, can you stand firm in your faith knowing what God has called you to do, that you'll be able to do it? And these are all characteristics of that you are stronger than that. You are stronger than that. So number one, be watchful. I hope you're writing these things down because this is a small teaching. Be watchful. Be observant. Look at what's going on around you. Number two, stand firm in your faith, even when you have to keep your mouth closed. I'm adding that part to it. Even when you have to keep your mouth closed, oh, my God, in the faith. Number three, act like men. Oh, Jesus. Now, see, that's where I really want to get to because, see, the world has a definition of what men should act like, and then God has a definition of what men should act like. Oh, Jesus. See, boldness is an attribute of a man. But boldness doesn't mean arrogance. Mm-hmm. Boldness means that you can stand firm in your faith. Boldness means that you can be watchful. Boldness means that you can be strong. Boldness means that you can love God despite what everybody else thinks. See, act like men. The scripture talks about men, and it says that they are men of integrity, that they're men of character, that they're men who love God, men who worship God, men who can praise God. See, these are attributes of men, men who can have an emotion, men who can cry when needs to be, men that can laugh when you need to laugh, men who can hug and comfort when it's time to hug and comfort. Men who can encourage someone else when it's time to encourage someone else. See, acting like a man is all part of this. It's being who God called you to be. And if you want to act like a real man, follow what God has called you to do. Do what God has called you to do without justification again. I'm going back to that, but so many times we have to justify our calling to people. We have to justify who God called us to be to people. And I hear people say, and I do believe this, that yes, we need a covering. Yes, we need a spiritual covering. But the more that more of what we need are spiritual leaders more than spiritual coverings. So you can have a covering, people who say, I'm your covering, but they are never leading you anywhere. A leader produces other leaders. Leaders don't produce followers. Leaders produce other leaders. And see, as men, we got to make sure that we are producing other men, that we're producing other leaders. We're not. Well, I shouldn't be a man trying to get 20 other men to follow me. See, a real man, what they do is they train 20 other men to be leaders so that they can train other men to be leaders. Mm-hmm. See, what we've done in the church is that we have trained men to become followers instead of training men to become leaders. And so that's why we have a lot of men who, when we start to go through things, when we start to go through situations and heartaches and distresses, and people start talking about us in the church and they start gossiping and backbiting and lying about all of us, then we tend to leave because we have not been trained to be leaders. We have trained to be followers. And we had a call last night. We had a prayer call last night, and we had 40-some leaders on the call from all over the country, 40-some, maybe even more than I don't know how many was on there. At least 40 was on there. And we began to speak into their life about who they were in God. And that's what I wanted to do tonight, is to speak into the men tonight, who you are in God, and that you don't have to validate. I know that's the third time I'm saying this, but this is for some people on the call tonight. This is for some pastors and apostles, especially apostles. You don't have to validate. You don't have to defend your calling. You don't have to defend who God made you to be. Just act like men, the way that God says to act. The next one, it says to be strong. Be strong. Strength means that at times you're going to cry. Strength means that at times you're going to love. Strength means that at times you're going to exhort. Strength means that at times you're going to keep your mouth shut. Strength means that at times that you're going to talk when needs to be talking. See, strength means to be strong, means that you're able to stand regardless of the situation. We got to be strong, men. So number one, we got to be watchful. It says, as watchers, they observe, they stand guard against that which would destroy. Oh, Jesus, I love that. And they persevere. They study the word of God, and they anticipate danger, but they also anticipate opportunities. See, men are watchful. We got to watch those things. Number two, leaders firm in their faith. Men stand firm in their faith. They stand rather than they wobble. They stand rather than run. I like that one. Leaders stand on truth with a vision and a purpose and courage. See, standing fast means that you don't run, God, and you don't wobble. When people talk about you, do you run? I know my wife and I, when we first got married in May, it will be 26 years we've been married in May. And the first thing that we said, we made a promise to one another that we will never leave the house angry. That if we're in the middle of an argument, that what do most men do? They leave the house just to get away so they can calm down and clear their heads or whatever. But I made a promise and I said, I will not leave until we get it resolved. And last, about 3 weeks ago, I was tested in that, and I was very upset. And we were in Charlotte, and I had to take her somewhere, and I let her out of the car, and I said, I'm leaving, and I'm going back to West Virginia. And I got in my car, and the first thing that I remembered was the promise that I made 26 years ago that I would not leave angry. So I sat in that car for about 15 minutes by myself, just calmed down, get myself together. I got out of the car. When I went to the door where my wife was, we just grabbed each other, and both of us went in tears. And we asked each other to forgive us. And I told her, I said, do you remember the promise that I made to you 26 years ago? I told you I would never leave angry. And so that's being a man. That is standing firm in your faith, knowing that whatever the obstacle, whatever you're going through, that you're able to stand. It says men act in boldness, influencing and shaping others around them. You, others first. You lead from the front, first in the attack and last in the retreat. Oh, that's good. You're first in the attack. See, men, what we do is we're first in the attack. When attack comes against our family, when attack comes to our church or whatever, we should be the first in the attack and last in a retreat, meaning that we should be last leaving. We should be the last running away. That we have to stand in boldness, and we got to be strong, meaning that others can count on us. Are you strong enough to where other people can count on you? Are you strong enough to where your children can count on you? Are you strong enough to that your wife can count on you? Are you strong enough to where even your girlfriend or your mom or your dad or your cousins or your nephews, your nieces, whomever, can they count on you? Count on you to be there when you say that you're going to be there. That's acting like a man, being there when you say that you're going to be there. When you make a promise to your children, are you there? When you make a promise to your wife, are you there? When you say you're going to do something, I don't care if it's just play a video game with your kids, are you there to play that video game with your kids? That's all part of being stronger than what the world has called you. Oh, Jesus, you are stronger than that. You are stronger than that. And lastly, you do everything in love. There's going to be tough issues, yes. But remember that the issues are tough, but the people are tender. The issues are tough, but the people are tender. It's people's lives that we're dealing with. Children's lives, it's wives' lives, it's family lives that we are dealing with. Yes, we're facing tough issues. But don't take that issue out on your family. Don't take that issue out on your wife. Don't take that issue out on your children. I remember a pastor told me one time, he said that he was having an argument with his wife. And his wife said to him, he said, would you treat sister so-and-so the way that you're treating me right now? Would you talk to sister so-and-so in the church the way that you're talking to me right now? And that's what I want to get to us men. Do we talk to our family the way that we talk to strangers? We don't raise our voice at strangers. We don't yell at strangers. Hopefully we don't cuss strangers out. But we should not be doing that to our families. See, tonight we're talking about you are stronger than that. And what is the fact? The fact is what the world tried to perceive of what a man is. You are stronger than the world perceived you to be. You are stronger than what even the church has perceived you to be. So again, number one, be watchful. Number two, stand firm in your faith. Number three, act like men. Number four, be strong. And number five, do everything in love. Do it all in love. Remember, there's tough issues, but the people are tender. They have emotions. They have feelings. They're human just like you. They make mistakes just like we do. Our wives make mistakes. Our children make mistakes, just like we do. Our church family makes mistakes just like we do. So can you love people in the middle of their mistakes? Stronger than that. You're stronger than just to walk away. You're stronger than going against your wife. You're stronger than going against your children. You're stronger than gossiping. You're stronger than all of the things that the world has put on us as men. You're stronger than that, man. You're stronger than that. And so I want to speak to every man now as I wrap this up. I want to speak to every man now that I'm speaking this, that you will be who God called you to be. I am speaking that anointing up out of you right now. I'm speaking forth that fire to come forth out of you right now. That you will be who God called you to be. I'm speaking that in you right now. I don't care if you have low self-esteem issues. I don't care what happened in your past. I don't care how people treated you. I don't care how people, they did whatever they did to you. But as of now, you can be who God called you to be. You can be stronger than what man has put on you today. So men, be strong. Be courageous. Be bold. Be who God called you to be. Stand firm in your faith. Be bold, but be gentle. Be strong. Have love. And be watchful, men. Be watchful. Watch. Watch what's going on around you. So God, we thank you for today. We worship you, and we give you glory, honor, and praise today, God. Because, God, you are taking us to places that we never thought possible, God. You are taking us to places that we never knew that you would ever take us to. You have put so much purpose in every man and woman and child on this call that we don't even realize what you have placed within us. And so, God, I speak over every person once more that there are awesome things coming out of every person on this call. There are great destinies for every person on this call. And I speak forth everything to come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you for today, and we worship you in all things. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah, we're here. Amen. You just put the check mark on a lot of things. I love your transparency, because that's how we can do better, by showing or encourage others to do better by doing better ourselves. So I applaud you.
Yeah.
And your transparency, that, you know, most brothers don't want to tell, man, I was wrong. We don't want to admit that I should have listened. And that is so dynamic that we need to be watchful, because when you're really watchful, this is something I picked up years ago. When you're really watchful, you see it before it's already coming, because you know what it looks like. You've just been ignoring it and not paying attention and being watchful. But when you pay attention, you see it coming before it even get there. And God will show you how to honorably treat people. When you treat people the way God taught you to treat them, it's not what they had there in a beginning intent. It goes by how you treat them, that now they'll treat you back the same way, because what you put in is what you get out. But it does start with, you have to be watchful. God bless that. Oh, hallelujah.
And that is so important too, because when, like I said before, when we're watchful, we see things that we maybe never seen before.
Yes.
And
yes.
Even when I remember my wife and I, years ago, to be transparent again, there was a probably about a year where it seemed like all we did was argue, and all we did was argue and argue and argue. And so we began to pray and say, God, show us the enemy before he comes. Show us that we're about to argue even before it comes. And we would wake up in the morning or whatever, or maybe throughout the day or whatever, and I'll be like, something just don't feel right. We need to pray.
Yes.
Or my wife would say, I just feel like something, there's tension. We can feel tension in the air even before
it comes.
We even started arguing, even before we had a conversation, we can begin to feel the tension in the air. And when we were submissive to the Holy Ghost at that point, then we were able to stop it. But sometimes we weren't, because we just gave into it. We felt that in the air, and we gave into it.
Right.
That's why, that's part of that being strong. When you feel that in the air, when you feel that tension in the air, and you know that even before you argue that something's about to happen, do we give into it and say, "Let's? I'm going to jump all into it. I'm going to put in my 3 cents, and I'm going to make sure they're told." Or
I'm gonna get my point across. You know, that's like our credo here. You know, number one is first of all my time to fight. But by fighting, number one, I got to take personal responsibility for my own life. And ladies, you can use this also. Good. Number two, I have to no longer rely on my personal abilities, because you know, as brothers, we were always strong and aggressive, and we those personal abilities. But now, complete guidance from God must be number two. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord, nobody else. If it comes to something that's not of God, I have to stop my steps right there and stand strong.
Yeah.
Number four, I'm claiming, walking in purpose with God. Number five, and I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, committed to a life of constant change and growth. That's enough. And that word you just spoke to us is that, and if no one didn't write it down, go on the event page on Facebook, and I have put a picture for every one of the comments that the man of God was ministering tonight, that you can go and write those down. They're important for you to have something to build on. And I made a point that we wanted that to be out there. But you got to be strong before you can anything, and not strong in yourself, but strong in the Lord.
In the Lord.
In that Ephesians 6:10, it says, finally.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I love this word, because most people say, well, finally, it's the end. No, finally, I got it. Finally, I woke up and I understand the revelation of the word of God is that finally be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Man up tonight. You got to get in the conversation. Dial one. I know Pastor Dwayne is here. I'm going to bring him now. Pastor Dwayne, Pastor Apostle Marvin, greetings to each other. Brother, how you doing tonight? Man up.
Man up. I'm blessed. I like Apostle, how you transparent, you know. I'm so grateful that I can spiritual counseling in the body of Christ. You know, because, you know, like you said, we grew up in the world. The world try to teach you all kind of stuff, you know. If you do this. But spiritual counseling, the right spiritual counseling, give you options. It tells you, look at Christ, how we can recognize before we can get anger. Anger is of the devil. Argumental, God never argued with anything. God just said it and it was done. But we argue. Argue is the devil. Argue is the spirit. And God teaches us to recognize spirit. As we were mature in the body of Christ, Paul says it best. He said, when I was a child, I act like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And so, being transparent, you know, I know that when I'm treating my wife wrong, like he said, you know, I wouldn't treat the sister in the church like that. So why would I talk to my wife like that? And that's being transparent. And that's even when I broke down and talked to you, Pastor Apostle E, some things, you know. I learned some things from out of my old marriage, which I don't bring it into my new marriage, but it's just the triggers that you catch. No, man, you can't do that. Matter of fact, you got to be watchful. Knowing that you're mad before you walk out the door, just give her a hug. Don't walk out the door mad. You don't know. Stop in your track, because now that's become discerning now. Now you got to put on the whole armor, because the Holy Ghost speaking to both of y'all. It takes two to tangle. So if I were humble myself, because it say, so word would turn away wrath. So I'm learning now. I'm learning now to where if the voice get loud, hold up, man, calm it down. That's not you. That's the fresh man trying to rise. The spirit man gonna be humble. He's gonna watch. And so I appreciate that, Apostle. I appreciate that you took the time out to teach you to be transparent. Because sometimes, you know, we don't get taught in the right understanding. You know how the scripture said that the man is the head of the house. I'm the man. God called, you know. And we take that scripture literally saying that, obey me, you know. But yet it doesn't say like that. And so sometimes we get teachings that should not be teaching in the church. And I thank you for being transparent to break things down, because a lot of people think just because we pastors or we apostles or we are this or we're that, we don't have problems. Man, we got problems. The devil would love to come through a marriage. If you're not married, he's not coming against you backing up. He's going to come against the marriage, because that's a union of God, you know. And I thank that for that, man. I really, really thank that for that apostle.
Well, I tell you, you keyed on something there, Pastor, is because for me, I'm looking at that not only goes in intimate relationships or personal relationships, it has to go across the board to anyone that I encounter, that I have to be willing to submit myself, not unto people, but unto God, so they see the favor of God. Now, of course, we're not going to be ran over, because we know what streets not to go down. We know what people not to get connected to. We know what places not to go. But when God has called you and your steps have been ordered, you know how to submit and humble to all people. Now, and I appreciate gentlemen out there that are building these married relationships, and what God has for me, it will be. But at this point, I know for everyone out there, you may be single. Don't give up and don't think it's only for married couples. You can treat everybody right. So when you do meet the right person, and you do, man, find a good thing, you can now find it because of the will of God and not because of what it looked like, smell like, taste like, feel like, or sounds like. That now I can have a spiritual connection with God me to find, because I ask, I seek, and I knock. Oh, it's a whole nother sign up in here. But yes, we are manning up. Anybody else want to get in this conversation? Dial one, come on up in here. Man, male or female, anyone that would like to get into this conversation tonight on Man Up the Movement, about standing, being strong, act like a man, acting like a woman. You know, I love this network here that we do, the collaboration with Women Speak Now, because it's both sides got to get it together. And we're working hard at that, to work together, to work things out. Apostle, you did it tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, he did.
Amen. I want to ask this, Apostle Marvin, do you have anything going on in your part of the country that you want to share with our listeners that may be in the area, wherever you may have something going on? Please share that. Give us your ministry information, your website, your email. I know someone heard a word from you tonight that would like to stay connected with you, and that's what this network is about, is building a universal, a collective body of Christ that is on one accord that says, hey, I'm a call for help. Amen. Oh, I think we lost Pastor Marvin. Hold on, let me see. Is he back? No, not yet. All right. Oh, there he is, right there. Apostle Marvin, you're back.
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I wanted to give you an opportunity to promote, but we do have another caller that came up in the queue in the midst of that waiting that may have a question for you, something they wanted to bring up. Area code 713, last four, 8686. You're live on Man Up the Movement with Apostle Marvin.
Yes, my name is Brother Larry, and I thank God for that word, and it was so amazing. It was a woman in Christ, an apostle. She was telling me about how to do things in love, and a lot of times people think to get your point across, you got to yell and holler and the loudest person is the most dominant person. But what I have learned is just being a man. Being a man is not what we see, like you knock somebody out or you can get the most turf. It's just saying, you know what, I messed up. I didn't think it through. I'm not perfect in this area. And I'm guilty. Everything that Apostle Marvin, I'm guilty. You know, it's amazing. I talk to people in my house crazy, but when it comes to other people, I'm so gentle and sweet, you know.
Ooh, oh,
But the people that I was gentle and sweet to, I should have been more aggressive.
Is there a transparent spirit on here tonight? Hallelujah.
So, and even if I'm right, it doesn't mean that I toot my own horn. And, you know, what I know now, being a man is not what we see, it's what we do.
Mm.
Being a man is not how you make more money or how you please women. Being a man is doing the right thing and standing strong. Being a man who know most scriptures. Being a man is walking in humbleness. And I think
as men, leaders,
we don't know how to be humble. We know how to pretend, but we don't know how to be really humble when, you know, a lot of times, you know, the Holy Ghost will say, okay, son, you can go off, you have a right to go off on somebody in a natural realm, but the Holy Ghost will say, not today. It's the spirit behind that person. If you're arguing with somebody in the flesh, they're not going to get it because they are influenced by the spirit. So I was blessed by Apostle Marvin, and you know, as a man, I always start, you know, having better fighting techniques. It's not that; it's how to communicate. You can knock holes
in
walls.
Rich.
You can kick holes in walls. You can tear up your car. You can cuss anybody out. But being a man is communicating. Amen. I'm done. Amen.
Come on, man. We bless you, man. You just set out the whole foundation of Man of the Movement. Because first of all, we had to let everybody off. You know how long I made it with other people's prayers. My mama, my grandmama, my church members, and my daddy pastor praying over my life. It was so relieving to let everybody off the hook and say, you know what? Thank you for praying for me and getting me. Now, let me pray for you. Let me get back in the right position that is no longer operating with a double mind. It's operating with the Christ character. What we claim, we're the head, not the tail. We're the lender, not the borrower. We are called according to our own purpose, and through God lives in us today, we can do this thing together. And I'm encouraged by the words that have went forward. Pastor Darvin?
Yes.
I wanted you to share anything you may have going on. The young man was very impressed with the word from you. If you had a comment to him, the floor is yours.
Well, I do want to let everyone know that we do have a few leadership, we call them Super Saturday leadership trainings. I'm coming up in the month of March. We have one in Detroit, Michigan. We are the host pastor that we're having it at. It's Pastor Walter Davis of Zion City Temple of Deliverance in Detroit, Michigan, and that is on March the 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if any leaders, and this is open to all leaders, if there are any leaders in the Detroit area that would like to attend, please reach out to me through Facebook, or I'll give you my phone number. I don't mind. And then on March the 25th, for Saturday leadership training from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, which is in southeastern West Virginia. And so if any leaders want to attend any of those, they are free of charge. There's no fees to be a part of the training. We're going to have like two leadership seminars. We're going to have lunch. And then we're going to also have a time where we're going to lay hands on all of the leaders and pray and prophesy over all the leaders and just spend time really just ministering to all of the leaders as well. And so, again, that's on March the 18th in Detroit, Michigan, and March the 25th in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
Amen. Man, you guys got to get that live Facebook going on for these conferences for those of us across the country that we can watch
yes.
it on Facebook. We got to get that Facebook live. Anything I'm doing, you see it live because I got friends all over the place that we want to continue to be able to be enriched by one another. God bless you, man of God. Pastor Dwayne, any closing remarks, anything you got going on up in Wisconsin that you would like to share before Pastor Marvin prays us here?
Next week we got a revival going on. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday revival going on here in Madison, Wisconsin. And we located at 2829 Perry Street, right in Madison, Wisconsin, right off of Pittsburgh. We having that like a 3-day revival. So we're going to get auctioning for the Lord, you know, as harvest time, you know, and, you know, I just became the pastor of the ministry, you know, so I'm trying to up and get that going and just putting things in perspective. So I appreciate the prayers and I appreciate putting things together. So we got this conference coming up and I just wanted to let folks know it starts at 7 o'clock. A Friday, then it starts at 6 o'clock Saturday, 7 o'clock Thursday, 7 o'clock Friday, and it'd be 7 o'clock Saturday. So, be in the area, be able to come out and just, you know, be support or just pray for it. You know, I'll be on Facebook Live, so I'm gonna do everything I do live. So, I do Sunday morning service live, I do Bible study live. I got Bible study going on tomorrow at 7 o'clock, so I'll be posting that up. Just keep us
Amen.
In prayer. The ministry is Rhema for Ministry. It's Rhema for Ministry. So just keep that in prayer. You know, the name has been changed over. You know, I started out with Tithes of Christ in my own ministry. And I, unfortunately, God opened up a door to where I can come in and be a part of another ministry. So I'm stepping up in that and helping out and became the pastor of this ministry. So that's what I'm doing right now, manning up.
Amen, amen. We definitely manning up with you, praying with you, and standing the gap with you. This is a new plant for you. I call it a new plant because it was turned over to you, and for someone to put that much trust in you is a new plant.
That's
so
right.
Everything you do now is not done before. It's something that has never, ever, ever been done before. We're proud of you, my brother, and we are supporting you in all those ways. God bless, man. Pastor Mark, you want to pray us out here?
Yes. God, we thank you again for today. We thank you for the word of God that came forth for everyone on tonight. And God, I pray, God, that you'll just bless everyone, that you'll move upon their life, and that, God, everything that you have called them to do, that we will fulfill it, and that we will fulfill the calling and the destinies that you have put into our life. And God, I pray that you'll bless Pastor E, that you'll move upon his ministry, and that you'll continue to cause men to give to that ministry, God. You spoke last month, God, that you would cause men to give to his ministry, God. So I'm just speaking that forth again, that men will be giving to his ministry like they've never been given before, and that he will have excess on finances to do everything that you have called him to do. And we pray
Jesus.
These things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't forget, family, our covenant call out for one family members that is going through. Get with Pastor E. God bless you guys. Love you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.